chapter 9 to 12. Therefore, let us obey His magnificent and glorious will, and let us become suppliants of His mercy and His loving kindness, prostrating ourselves, and turn back to His pity. Let us forsake all fruitless labors, and both the rivalry and the jealousy which leads to death. Let us fix our gaze upon those who have perfectly served His magnificent glory. Let us take Enoch, who, being found righteous in obedience, was taken up, and death was never known to happen to him. Noah, being found faithful, publicly administered regeneration to the world, and through him the Master saved the living creatures, which entered harmoniously into the ark. Abraham, who was called the Friend, proved himself faithful by becoming obedient to the words of God. It was through obedience that he went out from his own land, and from his kindred, and from his father's household. It was by leaving a small land and strengthless kindred, and a tiny household, that he hoped to inherit the announcements of God. For he said to him, "Get out of your land, and from your kindred, and from your father's household, into the land which I shall show you. And I will make you a great nation, and will bless you, and make your name great, and you shall be blessed. And I will bless those who bless you, and curse those who curse you. And in you shall all the families of the land be blessed." And again, when he separated from Lot, God spoke to him, "Lift up your eyes. Look from the place where you are now, to the north and south and east and west, because all the land which you see, I will give to you and to your seed to the age. And I will make your seed as the dust of the earth. If a man is able to number the dust of the earth, then can your seed also be numbered." And again it says, God brought forth Abram and spoke to him, "Look up into the heaven and count the stars, if you are able to number them. So shall your seed be." Now Abraham put his faith in God, and it was credited to him for righteousness. On account of his faith and hospitality, a son was given to him in his old age, and it was through obedience that he offered him as a sacrifice to God on one of the mountains which he showed him. Because of his hospitality and piety, Lot was saved out of Sodom when all the surrounding region was judged by means of fire and brimstone. The Master made it clear that He does not forsake those who hope in Him, but that He delivers chastisement and torment to those who lean in a different direction. For as His wife was going out with Him, being of a different disposition, and not remaining in harmony, she was made an example. she became a pillar of salt to this day. This was done so that all might know that the double-souled and those who doubt God's power come into judgment and become a warning to all succeeding generations. Because of her faith and hospitality, Rahab the prostitute was saved. For when spies were sent to Jericho by Joshua son of Nun, the king of the land ascertained that they had come to spy out their country and sent men to seize them, so that when they were taken, they might be put to death. Therefore, the hospitable Rahab received them, concealing them on the roof of her house under stalks of flax. But when the men sent by the king arrived and said, "The men spying on our country came to you. The king directs you to bring them out." She answered, pointing them in the opposite direction, "Indeed, the men whom you seek came to me, but instead, they immediately departed and are continuing on their journey." And she said to the men, "I surely know that the Lord God has given you this city, for the fear of you has fallen upon us. Therefore, when you have taken it, save me and the house of my father." And they spoke to her, "It shall be as you have requested of us. Therefore, as soon as you know that we are at hand, gather all your family under your roof, and they shall be saved. For everyone who is found outside the house will be destroyed." And they gave her a sign to this effect, that she should hang forth from her house a scarlet thread. By this, it was clearly indicated beforehand that, through the blood of the Lord, redemption will come to everyone who puts their faith in and hopes in God. You see, beloved, that there was not only faith, but instead, even prophecy in this woman.